Justin. Yeah, every nation, every tongue come together through the sun. Put our faith in the King Jesus Christ, he's the one. We were dead, we were lost, but his blood set us all free. We don't need a building, we the church, we a family.
Yeah, we a family, come and see the working of his majesty. Brothers and sisters in unity, internationally, come and join the search. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the church.
One by one, let your kingdom come.
Come on. Yeah.
From the top to the bottom, from a slave to a son.
Top to the bottom.
Yeah.
We got a new heart, got a new start.
517.
All around the world, we're doing our part.
All right.
One by one, let your kingdom come.
Whoa. All right.
Hey guys, welcome to Almost Church. If it is your first time here, this is our online church service. And if you've been following Almost Church, you would have noticed things have changed a little. We started in the garage with a guy and a camera. We got a few neighbors involved, and now we're in a kids' room. And that's because we didn't have anywhere else to go. So today is a massive day. It's the first day where we are both doing online and meeting in our venues, obviously limited to 50 people. But if you did want to find out more about our venues, you can go to our website and you'll see there's a venues tab and you can find out where there are meetings in your area and close to you. Also, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I was humming that little bit of the sneak peek of a song that we had last week. At the end of the show today, we are going to be releasing and showing you guys that full song, which is a collab from artists all around Josh Jen. So get excited about that. That's going to be right at the end of the show. So one of the things you're going to notice when you get to our venues is that there is no kids' church happening. But we've thought of that. We've shot this whole video in the kids' room for this reason. Is that we have an amazing Josh Jen online kids service that's going to be happening every Sunday. So why don't you have a look at the trailer and you can call your little ones near and show them what it's going to look like.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, and welcome to a brilliant episode of Josh Jen Kids.
Such an epic trailer about our kids' church and what's happening. I don't know about you guys, but trailers get my kids super excited and myself. And talking about getting excited and hyped, there is the next preach coming, which is Russell Fraser. And we all know in Josh Jen, far and wide, that if your father had a father who was fathered by someone, it would have been Russell Fraser. And so for most of us, we see him as a father in the house, and we're going to go to one of the most famous sets during lockdown through our devotionals and everything, and we're going to join Russell Fraser in his garage as we hear what he has to say to us as a church.
Hello everybody, my name's Russell Fraser. I'm an elder in Joshua Generation Church. I lead the Durbanville congregation. And today, I want to speak about our destination. And God has got a destination for us, and he's got an understanding of where he wants to take us. And we ought to find out and fit into his plans of what he wants that to be. So why should we care about getting to our destination? And what will that look like in this journey, in this life? And how do we get there? So we're going to look at some of these things, and I hope at the end to give you some tools and to understand how to apply and how to walk in and find the destination that God wants you to achieve. So first of all, I'll just quickly introduce you to two tools. This one here is an impact wrench, and it's got 100 Newton meters of torque. And it's got a battery pack, and that's what powers it. And you put it on a bolt, and it undoes it. And Then we've got this one here. It's 1,000 newton meters, 10 times more than the other one. It's connected to a source of air, and it's very, very powerful. Likewise, you put on a bolt, and it's very powerful, and it undoes the bolt. So these are tools that are given in the practical and the natural, and we're going to come back to those and revisit them and see what that looks like in terms of the spiritual working into our lives and what God is doing in us. So let's define what is our destination. So straight away, one would think it's a place that God wants us to meet us there. But I want to say this morning, it's even more than that. It's much more than that. It's actually Jesus himself. He is our destination. On Saturday, I did a wedding. And it was the most amazing wedding that I've done for a long time. The building was just a foyer of the church because of the restrictions that we are in. Just a handful of people there, the bride and bridegroom. I had to keep a distance in doing the wedding. But the vows that they read to each other was incredible. Felt like we were having an intimate moment with God as they spoke to each other of their hearts towards one another. It was such a precious moment. But they didn't come there to a building. They came there to a relationship, and they came there to find one another. And from that, they will achieve things. And in this life, there are many things that we can achieve. And if we look in the background behind me here, which you're panning to that, and it could be a house, it could be a career. That's what I wanted to be, a racing driver, or here, a relationship, a person. It could be any one of these things that we could desire and want. But God wants us more to be focused on Him in terms of our relationship with Him. And that are the benefits. So these are just benefits of a marriage, but they're not the marriage. They're not what we aim for. We aim for something much deeper in terms of our relationship. Heaven is not something that we are looking to get to, and that is our final destination. And then, by the way, Jesus will be there. It's Jesus will be there, and heaven and the new earth, all these things will be the benefits of being in relationship with Jesus. As in that wedding, and those two people came together, there was a reuniting in relationship, and from that, it could be a house, it could be a career, there could be a car, whatever. These are just worldly things. But they didn't come there for the house. They came there for their relationship. And likewise, that's how we are in this life with God. It's a relationship. This is our destination. We've got to keep our eyes fixed on that destination, Jesus himself, and not the place heaven. Because often we just want to get to heaven. We want to get out of this hard and difficult world and go to a place that's better than this. But we've got to keep eyes fixed on what is waiting for us. And it's Jesus himself, the Lord himself in this time. And I want to read a scripture in John 10, verse 10. It says here that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and life and have it to the full. So we are called to live in the fullness of this life. And if we're not walking in the fullness of this life, then we are being robbed. And that's not what God's plan and expectation is for us. And in this corona time, many people are almost in a robbed state because they feel that they can't go forward in God. But I want to say to you today that you can go forward in God even in this time. We can continually advance the kingdom even in this time as God prepares and works in us for that destination of where he wants to take us. So, I would like to tell you another story. There was a guy called Ayrton Senna. And in 1984, he died at a racetrack called Imola. And it was a very dramatic death. It was caught on live TV. Everyone saw it take place. And the day before, another driver had died. His name was Roland Ratzenberger, and he had a crash at 320 kilometers an hour, and he was killed. And the Formula One world was stunned, the first death that had in that field for a long time. And Ayrton Senna, on the day of the race, which was the next day, he was considering pulling out of the race. He was on pole position, which means he had got the fastest time. But he decided to get in the car and race anyhow. And he had the Austrian flag of Roland Ratzenberger in the car with him. So if he won, he was going to pull out the Austrian flag. But in that race, Senna was killed himself. He went off at very high speed. And he was killed virtually instantaneously. And interestingly, his sister said, on the morning of the race, he was distraught. And he didn't know whether he would race. And he said to God, "God, speak to me." And she said that God said to him, "Today I'll give you the greatest gift, myself." And that is what he got. He got the greatest gift, Jesus himself. And when he was dying on the side of the track next to his car, there was a man called Professor Sid Watkins. And he used to be at every racetrack as the doctor there. And he said, when I was attending to Ayrton Senna as he was dying, he said, I'm not a religious man, but I felt something leave him. I felt his soul leave him as he breathed out. And that is who we are, folks. We are called those to a destination of being with Jesus, the greatest gift that could ever be. And so this morning we're trying to find out, how do we get to that destination? How do we achieve that destination in the Lord Jesus? How is your joy and your peace today? How has the corona infected you in terms of your spirit? Has it robbed you in terms of your joy and your peace and your relationship with God? Have things been highlighted in this time that you've been a little bit shocked at some things that you discovered about yourself? Maybe there were some lot of good things you discovered about yourself as well. But that in order to find this destination and reach where God wants us to get, I'm going to even tell you something new and different this morning. Well, maybe not so new, but as a reminder. Sorry, a better word, a reminder. As Paul, when he writes in his, Peter, when he writes in his letters, he says, you know these things, I want to just remind you. And so I want to remind you this morning more than tell you a new thing. But it's this. The Israelites, they could have got, when they came out of Egypt, they could have got into the promised land within 2 weeks because for disobedience, and they were taken back into the desert for another 40 years. And for a journey that should have taken 2 weeks before they actually went, crossed over, God said that all the fighting men of that generation had to die off before Joshua and Caleb could lead the people in to the promised land. And likewise with us, there's something that God wants us to do as well. Many people are wishing that Jesus would come back any moment. But that could happen. But here's something in 2 Peter 3 verse 10. It says this. That we have actually got a part to play and a role to play in all this. 2 Peter 3 verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day, we can speed its coming. We have a role to play. Too many Christians are living in a state of fatalism. You know, Jesus coming back, that's a fact. See, how God works is that there's certain facts that he will achieve. He will come back for his bride. How the journey, as the Israelites found out, could be very different, though. It says, no man knows that day, only the Father knows that day. And we know that many have got to come into the kingdom, but there's a role that we have to play in terms of the church. We can't just be fatalistic. Maybe Jesus will come back, maybe he won't. The early church had an expectation that he would come back in their time, in their generation. And so we can actually speed up the day, but how do we do that? Well, let's have a look at that. So this event will happen, but there's something that the bride's got to do in order for that to happen. And if we read in Revelations 19:6, we can read an amazing thing that takes place, happening up in the heavens. It says, then I heard a sound like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder shouting, hallelujah, for the Lord God, excuse me, Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. And the fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. So we can see there that the bride gets herself ready. There's no waiting around, fatalism, whatever happy will be. There's very much an active part that the bride has got to play in getting that day to come into reality. So which tool will we use in order to get there? That's the question. Perhaps you can edit that cough out. So, I showed you two tools in the beginning. One, 100 newton meters. That's the amount of torque that this will exert and put on that bolt to undo it. And then I showed you the one that's connected to another source. It puts out 1,000 newton meters of force on that bolt. And so we, as God's people, are those who need to be connected in to him and what he's doing and his plans and his purposes. We can be independent. We can put out 100 newton meters, or we can put out 1,000 newton meters. It's in our hands. It's interesting that when Jesus was leaving, he said to Peter, Peter, who do you say I am? He said, you're the Christ, the risen one, the Messiah. And he said, on this rock, I will build my kingdom. It wasn't on Peter, the little rock. It was Jesus, the big rock of the revelation of who he is. And then he said, Peter, I'm giving you the keys. He didn't, and he could have said, Peter, you've been a bit of a loser. Sorry, mate, I was going to give you the keys, but I can't give them to you after all. You just let me down way too much. You've shown yourself unfaithful. You didn't cut it when I needed you. But he saw and he knew that as Peter was going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he said, you're going to wait for me, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And that is the connection. That's the source that we are connected into, is the Holy Spirit. Peter went from serious loser to a person who was soaked in power in the Holy Spirit, and literally was the guy who helped with the other apostles get the church up and running, which we are now living in today, 2,000 years later. So as God's people, we got to decide which source we're going to tap into. We're going to do it ourselves independently, or we're going to do it in our own strength, or we're going to find God in this time. And in this time of corona, of going through the process, and maybe there's more process we've still got to go through, because no one seems to really know how this is all going to pan out in over the next year or two. We've found that scientists are struggling to find the right way forward, and governments, they're doing their best, and we're trusting that they will find the right way forward in terms of taking their different nations. But in this time, as the church, it's a time when the church and the bride has got to arise. Even in a sense of a time of semi-captivity, there's no sitting back and waiting for that day, for when the corona is, when everything's free and back to so-called normal. We can't wait around for that day. We've got to start now. We've got to begin right now activating the church. And we've got to work within what the constraints that we've got. We've got to go flat out within those constraints and know that we can still build kingdom in this time. We can still take the church forward in this time and bring it into this destiny, and its destination is to be closer to Jesus. I really believe this is a key time for the church, when the church can really come into its own and really flourish in this moment, that we can really still continue impacting nations despite all the restrictions around us. So let's not focus on this world. Let's not focus on the 100 Newton meters. Let's focus on the 1,000 Newton meters, the big tool that's connected in to another source, and that's drawing from that source. We are connected in. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit today, you are connected into the Lord Jesus himself, and it can access the very power of heaven. You know, we're seated in heavenly places right now. Not tomorrow. Right now, the Bible says you are seated in heavenly places. There's already a connection that we have into eternity. Eternity is not going to begin just when we die in the physical body. If you're born again of the Spirit, eternity has begun for you at that moment. You're already connected. You're already seated in high places and are walking with the Lord Jesus in those places. So, four things I want to just land us with that we can look at. Number one, we said our destination is Jesus himself, not heaven. That is a bonus to what being with Jesus is all about. He said, in my house there's many rooms, and no eye can see and can conceive of what I've prepared for you. And number two, we got to walk in abundance even in the restricted times. And we can't just say, well, the past, that was abundant times, but now it's not so abundant. We can be walking in full abundance. Paul, when he wrote his letters, was still walking in abundance when he was in jail. He was in terrible cells, not like the jails we got today. And he was still in that place, full of the Lord Jesus. So that's number two, walking in abundance. And we must desire that. We must fight for it. We must wrestle, not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, to find that fullness in the God. And number three, as we read in Revelation 19, the bride prepared herself. How does she do that? Well, not by doing it herself, but by presenting herself to the Lord himself and saying, Lord, come and change me. As you've seen things pop up during this corona time, that you hope you've presented them back to God and said, God, this needs work. This needs attention. And God is faithful and just, and he will work in you, and he will change you to bring you into that place where he wants you to be. So prepare yourself in the grace of God and the power of God. Prepare yourself. And number four, are you plugged in into the Holy Spirit? And are you walking him daily, communicating with him continuously? There should be we are one in spirit. His spirit is within us. And that we should be plugged in on a regular, continuous basis. Maybe some of us have found not able to meet, that we felt that we're not plugged in. I hope at this time that you would have found that you can plug into God on a deep level and discover him on a new level that you've never walked in before. Present yourself to him, be plugged into him, communicate, and let your life shine for Jesus in no matter what the circumstances. So I want to land with that we'll be a people that are getting prepared for our destination. of walking, seeing Jesus face to face on that day. And we're those who prepare to help speed it up and to bring it into fullness. We won't wander around in the desert for 40 years, but we'll be those who find the straight line straight to where God wants us to be, to the heart of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time, for your powerful word. And I really trust, Lord, that hearts will be shifted towards you, that many will come to a new and fresh understanding of your will for their lives, Lord. It's not about us, Lord, but about glorifying you with our lives as we present ourselves to you, to be used by you and to be plugged into you and to just see you in your fullness, Lord, working in our lives. We long for that day, Lord Jesus, when we'll be in eternity in its fullness and see you face to face. We do long for that day. But right now, Lord, we are content with what you've given us because your grace is sufficient for this day. And we thank you for that in Jesus' wonderful, mighty name. Bless you.
Such an amazing message by Uncle Russ. And as you would have noticed during the whole of our show, that there's been a prayer number as Russ was preaching. And I want to encourage you, if his message has reached out to you, if the Holy Spirit's done something inside of you, you want to reach out for prayer or ministry, or you want to chat about some of the things that he spoke about, contact that prayer number. There are guys that are live at the moment, willing to take your calls, take your questions, pray for you. Just this week, we've had some amazing testimonies already from last weekend about people reaching out onto that prayer line and how they met with God. One of the stories that I read about was a woman, and she just said that the person on the other side of that line gave her a prophetic word, and she just said it was so spot on, and she really met with the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you, after what Russ has shared, if you're feeling like the Lord's doing something in your heart, get a hold of that number. There are guys there. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to minister to you. That's one of the values that we have as a church, is that body ministry. We minister to each other. We pray for each other. We prophesy over each other. In the interim, you might have noticed that it has started raining. And so on the note of the weather forecast, we've got Hope, and she's going to take us away with the Josh Jen forecast for this week.
Hello, hello, Josh Jen. This is your forecast for what's coming up in our Josh Jen churches this week. Online community groups will be happening on Wednesday at 7 p.m., so make sure you connect with your comp group this week. If you've got little ones, please take note. There are new Josh Jen Kids episodes every Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Josh Jen YouTube page. We have online youth meetups every Friday, so chat to your local youth leader for your congregation's details to join in. Make sure to keep in touch with your local elders and congregation. This will be happening during local elder connect times, so check in with your eldership team to find out what's happening in your congregation this week. Remember to like our Facebook page and check out our website to keep up to date with new content being released every week.
Thanks, Hope. And so we are now going to cut to that song that we've been talking about the whole episode from the beginning, one by one, our Josh Jen song, Hum Along. And if you're at home, the advantage that you have over the people that are meeting today is you're allowed to sing along as we introduce this song to you guys one by one.
Brave Dave.
Yeah. Puya, the misfit.
One church.
Josh Jen.
Josh Jen.
Yeah. Every nation, every tongue come together through the sun. Put our faith in the King, Jesus Christ, he's the one. We were dead, we were lost, but his blood set us all free. We don't need a building, we the church, we a family.
Yeah, we a family, come and see the working of his majesty. Brothers and sisters in unity, internationally, come and join the search. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the church.
One by one, let your kingdom come.
Come on.
From the top to the bottom, from a slave to a son.
Top to the bottom,
We got a new heart, got a new start.
517.
All around the world, we're doing our part.
Alright.
One by one, let your kingdom come.
Alright.
Magati and I, nine so so.
Let your kingdom come, let your kingdom come.
By the blood of the Lamb we shall overcome.
Sure.
Told us that we gotta love our neighbor. John 3:16, Christ is the Savior.
Christ is the Savior for mankind, where man can confine worldwide. It's the bride, every tongue and tribe. Let us worship the Son, let His will be done, and let His kingdom come.
One by one, let you let your kingdom come. From the top to the bottom, from a slave to a son. We got a new heart, got a new start. All around the world, we're doing our part. One by one, let you let your kingdom come. From the top to the bottom, from a slave to a son. We got a new heart, got a new start. All around the world, we're doing our part. One by one, let your kingdom come. Let's go! One by one, let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
Akuna mumwe tinoda imi bedzi. We give you the glory. Ndimi isha tenzi. Ndashando tenda say. Sakanda nyora manzi. Let your will be done. Pasipano sekudenga. For this life we give thanks. Yabonga tino tenda. In your kingdom tofamba nekutenda. Atina musha panika. Toda kuya kudenga.